I need to get your chop on or off whenever you're ready, Mr. President.
I've got lunch with this outfit today, and if it's all right, I'll do it first thing.
Nothing that can't wait, Mr. President, until your convenience, and I'll be right here.
I ought to get connected with the man in Panama any way I can. As soon as he comes back, I think he ought to be brought in.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. They'll be in about 10 tonight. Do you want him to come to the leadership breakfast or join you after that or brief you late this evening?
Why don't just bring him, if he can land here, let him come right on in the White House and see me tonight.
We can chopper him over. It'll be about 10:30 if I, it might be later.
I won't go to bed till 1 o'clock.
All right, Mr. President, they'll come to their report to you this evening. Do you want the whole group?
Yeah.
Might as well, it seems to me.
Now, what else? What'd you find out about the Kennedy trip and Mark Childs and all that stuff?
I only know the first half. Childs got the atmosphere from Clifton, who's very penitent, who did it unthinkingly, was trying to be helpful about how well you ran the meeting and how good it was Bobby was back on the team. Clifton swears he did not mention Indonesia. He's going to try and find out where Childs got the other half. Of course, once you get half of a dollar bill like that, piecing out the other half is pretty easy. So that's how that happened.
Where did Post get its story on Bobby?
Mike Forrestal is a friend of Una, and he'd worked out some of that, not all of it. Una, of course, had known the congressional side for a long time and was watching for it. He claims that he got the rest by piecing it around to usual sources and, of course, wouldn't tell. That is not a National Security Council leak so much as it is a staff-level leak of various, and it could have come from anywhere. A very alert reporter like that would have begun to get this story, and of course he could have got it even from the Indonesians, because they know all about it and have been hot back and forth on the wire for the last 48 hours.
I got it, though, before we knew it, and I don't wish they'd let me announce something. I thought it came from Justin.
No, I don't think so, Mr. President, on practical grounds, but I will say that you should know that the Attorney General's children knew about it, and people's children hear from other people's children, so that It was not as tightly held as certainly we all of us hoped it would be.
Well, it doesn't matter. We just got to watch that.
I agree.
I'm beginning to be really frightened to talk to state about anything, and that's a bad situation.
Well, that is right, Ms. Brown. On the particular matter of the NSC, it was our own man who took a little more on himself than he damn well should have, and he understands and is sorry.
All right. Well, that's all you can do. Can't do any more. How are we going to leave the impression with the country that we're not soft on Panama after Rusk tells the AP that we're going to renegotiate?
He didn't tell him. At least he swears he didn't. I haven't talked to him about whether he told the AP. He did not say that on Issues and Answers.
Oh, I thought he's very good on Issues.
So did I, Ms. President.
But AP quotes him all morning long. I heard he just saying that as soon as we get quiet down, we're going to start renegotiating.
Well, let me talk to him direct on that. Did you talk to him about it?
No.
I'd better do that, because
I talk to him about so damn much that I'm getting embarrassed to mention it. It's getting real, it's getting tight when the president can't talk to his number one man without afraid that he's going to read about it. And I don't think he does it at all.
I know he doesn't, Mr. President. He's a clam, but he does preside over a sieve.
Well, he's just going to have to just say that. Just say the president believes that the Secretary of State is a clam. But he further believes he presides over a sieve.
Okay.
He wants somebody else to preside over the sieve or fire the sieve. It's that simple. I'm not going to take all this stuff just day after day after day. And I think that you're a little more temperamentally suited to get it straightened out than maybe it will, because I'm going to have to say some pretty tough things.
Let me talk tough to him, Mr. President, and also to some of the other brothers over there, because there are a lot of people who think the only interesting thing in life is leaking. There just are people like that.
Better get a hold of Averill Harriman, George Ball, and the rest of them, and just say, now, if we want any dealings with the president at all, better be damn sure it doesn't appear in the paper, because he's getting sensitive.
He's getting so he won't talk.
All right.
All right, sir.